I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art!
Let's take your Bibles, please, and turn with me to the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1. And if we would, please, let's stand for the reading of God's Word. We'll be looking at Joshua chapter 1. I do want to say tonight, I know that we had put on the, around the church, you know, our goal was $100,000 and this, that, and the other, and that was our goal to get the parking lot completed. But I want to let you know that I was not one bit disappointed the other night that we didn't get $100,000. We got exactly what God wanted us to have. We prayed and we did our best. Amen, church? That's all we can do. Who knows? Maybe God's got some money somewhere else we don't even know about. Maybe we're going to get something in the mail that the church will get that we don't even know anything about. Weirder things have been known to happen. You never know what God's going to do. But I just say this, we did what we could do. And I'm proud of you, church. My heart was overjoyed to just know, because it's difficult right now. And God stepped up, and he stepped up to the plate, laid on our heart, and I believe God's going to take care of the need. I know that. I know God's like that. Joshua chapter 1 in verse number 10, I just want to draw your attention to what Joshua was about to do, because Joshua is now about to go forward. I want to preach to you tonight on going forward. The Bible said, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare ye victuals. For within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go out and possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and half the tribes of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord hath given your brethren rest, as he hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return into the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest, we will go. According as we have hearkened unto Moses in all things, so we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. Thank you, and you may be seated. The book of Joshua, I likened it to the book of Acts in the New Testament. I love the book of Joshua. It's one of my I just get so excited when I read the book. The book is intensely practical. It's about action. I'm a man of action. I like action. And here we find that Joshua has now taken over command of Israel. Moses had died. They had mourned. And they had honored Moses. But now it was time to move forward. They were ready to move into the promised land right in the beginning. And what was before them? They did not know, but they did know that God wanted them to go forward. They had no place to go but forward. It wasn't going to be easy. It's never easy to go forward. It's always easy to backslide. It's the path of least resistance. It's the path with the least of efforts. It's the path of no sacrifice. It's the place where ease and laziness is the norm. But to go forward, that meant there was going to be effort and sacrifice and work. Israel had come too far to turn back. They had seen how that God led them across the Red Sea at the leadership of Moses. And how the armies of Pharaoh had come and how God had defeated those armies. They'd seen all of that. They knew that forward progress was the direction that they were to go. Tonight, I want to declare forward progress for the parking lot. I want us to declare forward progress for our Christian lives. I want us to move ahead. Don't go backwards. Don't allow yourself to be in a backslidden condition. I will tell you this, we are living organisms here. The church is a living organism. The church can backslide. Corporately we can. Individually we can. We can get stuck, if you would, in a spot. How many times have I seen some churches like that? They're like stuck in a spot. Let's not get stuck. Let's move forward for Jesus Christ. We don't want to give in to the world. There's no capitulation to the world. We must move forward. If we're going to move forward, Joshua says there are three commands to go forward. Three commands we have to obey if we're going to move forward. You know, I get impatient. I'm kind of like June. I get impatient. I've often wanted to buy a helicopter so I can get someplace quicker than driving. I love the airplanes. You know, getting a car to drive 5 days to go somewhere, I'd rather just fly and be there in like 1 hour. I understand that. You know, with the parking lot and us not getting it completed, it's been a test of my faith and patience. But I'm really glad we didn't get the sidewalks done 2 weeks ago, because we probably would be really hurting with this horrendous amount of rains we're going to be getting these next few days. Would not have been good. Can I tell you this? God's timing is always right. He never lines it up with mine, but he always lines it up with his will. I don't foresee us getting started on any of this before probably the end of April, 1st of May, but that's okay. I'd rather have 2 or 3 weeks where it dries out and we're there. But there's a reason for that. I don't always understand that. I'm sure all of us here, if we've been around very long and you've walked with God for any length of time, I'm sure there have been times when God has made you wait. And you've been very frustrated while you're waiting, but afterwards you realize why God made you wait. That's where we are right now as a church. But if you want to note here, that God says that if we're going to go forward, there's some things we have to make sure we give attention to. God is clear in that. There's no doubt about that. God wants us to understand that. And so tonight, I want to call your attention to some things. Number one, there's a preparation to take the land. There has to be preparation. There's a principle that it seems is taught in Scripture, and certainly it is in just practical, everyday life. The bigger the project, the greater the preparation. In other words, big projects require big preparation. Little projects require little preparation. Josh was about to embark on a huge project. They were to go into the land. The people were not going to just roll over and say, okay, you can have it. There was going to be some necessary preparations if they were going to take the land. I would suggest to you there are three. Number one, there's the physical preparation. The Bible says in here in the passage that they were to prepare the victuals. If anyone knows what victuals are, I'll tell you what it is. It's sushi. The wives were to get the soy sauce ready. The fishermen were to go get the fish and bring them, get them filleted and ready to go. They were getting the food ready. But I would suggest to you there were other things. There were other physical preparations. They had to take some time to get ready for the journey. Get things packed. Prepare. You see, if you're gonna take a project on, you gotta be ready to go for that project. The Bible says that Joshua had sent out word to all the people through the commanders that they were to let the people know it was preparation time. Tonight, we're in preparation time. And there's that physical preparation, and some of it's out of our control, our hands. But then there's spiritual preparation. I notice here in the passage, the Bible said they had to wait 3 days before they moved forward. I would suggest to you that 3 days was filled with prayer and believing God. It's going to be a lot of praying during those times. A church, if it's going to move forward, has to be spiritually prepared. I'll be honest with you, quite frankly, 3 years ago, and I know it was said that we started this economic downturn, I think, 3 years ago. I don't doubt it was 3 years ago. But I also believe this, that we as a church, we were not ready spiritually to move forward. We weren't. I think the testimonies we heard tonight is a reflection of the fact that we've matured a lot in 3 years as a church. I'm being honest. You want me to be, right? It took maybe some of that time for us to get ready spiritually. You know, spiritual preparation is always important. It's important for us to be ready to die. We'd heard this morning, the Bible says, and as an appointed unto men, once to die, and after this, the judgment. Do you realize that all of us, one day, we're going to die, and God says there needs to be some spiritual preparation. And that begins when we realize we're sinners and we trust Christ as Savior. Without Christ, there's no spiritual preparation. And for us to move forward, Joshua says, we have to have some preparation. There's spiritual preparation for the nation. I would suggest that probably in those 3 days, while maybe they were getting everything ready, they were praying and they were going to God, they realized that there was going to be some battles. They had to have faith to see themselves through the obstacles and through the difficulties that they were about to face. And then there was mental preparation. I was thinking the mental preparation, they had to be mentally ready because they didn't know every move they were going to make and where they were going to go and how they were going to handle the situations. There's always mental planning and laying out each phase of any project. They call them blueprints. They're not blue though. I know originally they were, but they're not. In fact, we're taught that by the Lord. The Bible says, for which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it. God says there's some mental preparation. Then we have to mentally be ready, because there's inconveniences and there's obstacles and there's a no's that come along the way. There's some discouragement that will happen. We just have to be ready mentally. And the children of Israel did not know what was before them any more than we do, and they were about to march into a land where there were giants. The Bible said that they just had to be ready. So the first command that God has laid out for them is there is the area of preparation to take the land. But then there's a second command that God gives to them is activation to take the land. This is my favorite part. Because I believe there's some people that only get to the preparation, never gets very far. I think there's some people that get what is called paralysis analysis. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Or analysis paralysis. Maybe that's the way you should say it. You know, the people that sit around and analyze everything all the time. There's some people that have never gotten saved because they've been analyzing God in the Bible for years and years and years. I mean, yeah, there are times we make preparation, and there are times we have to, you know, we have to consider, and there are times we have to put, you know, and understand some things for sure, but man, there are times to move forward then. My friend John Hamilton, who's preached here several times, he's one of my dearest friends in the world, without a doubt. Brother Hamilton went to this church years ago, and he pastored this church, and when he went there, the church called him, and Brother Hamilton has been just an expert at building buildings, and he's just really good at that, helping people. And so he was there, and when he arrived to this place, there was a church there that they wanted to build a building, and they wanted a pastor to lead him to a building project, and he went there, and when he arrived, he said the very first day he got there, He said he went in the back and he saw there was a big stack of bricks. And he asked the guys, he said, what are these bricks for? And he said, this is for our new building. But when he looked at the bricks, they were, you know, there was dirt covering it and weeds were growing out of it. You know, one of those kind. And he said, well, how long have they been there? They said, 25 years. 25 years, bricks have been sitting there waiting to do something. I don't want this dirt to be sitting here 25 years, amen? There are times we have to prepare, then there are times to move forward. Maybe we're in that waiting time, but there's going to be a time when I'm going to say, let's go! Tonight I'm announcing it, let's go forward. Let's move it. We'll move it as far as we can until we hit what God wants us to hit, then we'll stop, but we're going to move forward. How do we know when to activate? Well, God gives the command, according to verse 11. The Lord God is our captain. He's in charge, is he not? God will give the leader the timing, and according to this passage, Joshua was a leader at this point, and the timing was going to be when God wanted him to move forward. I've learned as I read through this book how Joshua and how the leadership of the man of God was so key. Sort of like the orchestra, director of the orchestra. As he waves his wand and prepares to get all the music has to come together. It has to harmonize together. There's that blending together. So important. As the leader moves around and encourages the people to be ready because they're going to go forward. But then God will give the confidence. Three times, if you notice in this passage, here's what God says. The Lord's going to give it to you. He's going to give it to you three times. It's yours. You already possess it. You know the parking lot is already ours. We're going to possess it. Whatever it is in your life, whatever victory that you need in your life, I want to tell you something. It's yours. Sometimes I think we're kind of wondering, well, wonder when what's going to happen? Going to drop something out of the sky? Is it some magical number? No, God says it's already yours. We just need to take the confidence to go do it. God will help them. But notice in verse 14, the Bible said they had to be armed. You see, they had to go into battle, and God was going to be with them. And he said, look, you have to be ready, because when you go into battle, you're going to have to do some fighting. In other words, there's going to be some effort on our part. I don't think somehow or another we're going to wake up one morning and drive over here on a Sunday morning, and all of a sudden God dropped asphalt out of the sky down on the parking lot. I don't think some morning you're going to wake up and all of a sudden everything's going to be just better in your life. You're going to have a full bank account that you didn't have before. Boom. No. Here's what God says. He says, I'm your confidence. I'm the one that's going to help you, and I'm there for you, and I'm going to lead you, and I'm going to guide you. I'm going to help you through this. But you better get your sword ready, because there's going to be some battles. Make sure you're armed, because you're going to have to go out into this wicked world and you're going to have to move forward, because when you move forward, all you can do nothing and sit here and die. And Joshua reminded him, hey, this is the way it is. Forward motion. I dare say there were some, though we didn't read about them, that probably didn't move forward. They stayed right where they were and they died there. They did absolutely nothing. But those who understood that they had to go forward, that was the necessary step, that's what God wanted for them, they activated. They prepared, they activated, and then there's one more, they dedicated themselves to the land. There was dedication to the land. Verses 16 to 18, you find in verse 16, they made a resolution. Here's what they said. They said, here it is, all that you say, we will do. That's resolution. That's commitment. Whatever you say, we'll do. Joshua, if you tell us that God says let's move, we'll move. All thou commandest, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest, we will go. Joshua, we're going to do what you ask. Joshua, we're going to trust you, Lord. Joshua, we're going to do what you ask us to do. That's so key. If you're going to take the land, those are the kind of people you want to take the land with. Amen. I'm going to tell you, those who didn't go forward, who stayed there, God would have, or rather, Joshua couldn't have used them anyway. They wouldn't have done anything. There's always defectors. But Joshua said, we're going to go forward. May God help us tonight to go forward. But then I want you to notice something else. The request, verse 17. They had a request. It was a good request. Here's what they said in verse 17. They said, you know, as God was with Moses, we wanted to be with you, Joshua. In other words, we don't want to go forward without God. We want God on our team. We want God in the middle of all this. And we want God's power in your life, and we want God's presence among us. Let me ask you a question tonight, church. Is that a reasonable request? Absolutely. It's reasonable. Joshua knew that. It was very reasonable that if they're going to go forward, if they're going to see something accomplished, if they're going to see God do something, that they needed God's power on their leader, but they also needed God's presence in their midst. Hey, I wouldn't even want to do anything without God's presence around here. Whatever it is. I think the bus route ought to have God's presence there. I think the nursery ought to have God's presence. I think the choir needs God's presence right there, working in them. You need God's presence in your home and at your job, wherever you go. You need God there with you. And they said, we want God. We don't want to go in this land defenseless without God. After all, He's our shield. He's our captain. He's our leader. He's the one we want, Joshua. And Joshua, we're willing to follow you. We've already resolved ourselves that we're going to do that. But we just say to you, Joshua, you just make sure you keep the prayers going. And you get a hold of God and you make sure that you're empowered by God and that God is with us in this battle that we're going to face. Tonight, we need God's presence and God's power to see this project completed for Him. Amen. That's what it says. But then there's one more thought real quick and I must be done. There's a requirement. It's the end of verse 18. Here's what he says, only be strong and of a good courage. That means that if they're going to go into battle, there's going to be some strength that they need from God, divine strength. In fact, Paul writes about that when he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of His might. Courage is the idea of fortifying our belief and faith in the Lord. We must go forward, Joshua says. Tonight, church, I say to you, let's go forward. But be strong and have a good courage. Don't get discouraged. There are going to be times when we're going to be told, you got to do this, you got to do that, or you can't do this, or we don't want to do that. We've already been told that. But we're going to move forward as a church. Move forward with your family. You say, man, we made a lot of mistakes with our family. Hey, join the rest of us. If we could turn the clock back, we would change a lot of things. But we can't. We've all made mistakes with those things. But let's go forward for God. Be strong and of a good courage, the Bible says. You see, as we go forward, we realize there's preparation, there's activation, and there's dedication. Now, when I think of dedication, I think of that which is within my own heart. I have to have that within. It's a determination that I'm going to go forward for God. And certainly tonight, that's what we need to decide as a church. Now's the time. We're going to go forward, but we're always going to move in concert with God's leadership and God's will. Let's not get stuck in the desert. Are you stuck in the desert? I don't want our church to be stuck there. It's a terrible place to be stuck in the desert. Let's go forward for Him. Let's pray.